Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today, we have a very special guest, Dara Gelb. She's going to share her story, how she lost 15 pounds on the Innovation Weight Loss Program, but that weight loss not only changed her body, it changed her life. Let's see if we can bring her in. Dara.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Okay,
good. Dara lost 15 pounds on the Innovation Program. Now, you came to me because you were sent to me because your daughter was having her bar mitzvah, right? So that was the initial why you were coming.
Yes.
And it ended up being so much more. So let's talk about that. The 15 pounds, you did rather quickly, right? When did you start?
I think I started like end of August, beginning of September. So it really, I just came in looking for some, I guess, structure, some more routine, some, you know, flexibility within that structure, if that makes sense. And it just, I was ready for a change and ready to commit. And it just became a whole life change that I could never have anticipated.
I love that. That's amazing. And you
came in just wanting to look and feel better. I think I work in the summer, and I had just been in a place where I just wanted to make some positive changes for myself. And this program really just seamlessly fit into, or I seamlessly kind of tried to fit it into, my life and my lifestyle. And with your help and support, it just really worked.
That's amazing. I know, the bar mitzvah was in November.
Bat mitzvah. It was end of November.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you, I remember because I, one thing I love, well, two things. One is when you said you looked like a, you felt like a princess that day. That was so special to me because that was really our goal. We wanted you to feel the best you could feel, you know, and really when you change and have that confidence, it's a big deal, you know, it changes who you are and how people look at you, you know, because you're walking with confidence rather than feeling like, oh, I don't feel good. And, you know, it's this big, beautiful day, you know.
Yeah. No, I think it was like, it's one of the first times I think I've worked in my adult life that I've worked really hard for something, and seen like a real change, not only with how I like feel or like look physically, but how I present myself. Not always easy, you know, and there are days like we've talked about that are, you know, you feel hungrier than others, never starving, but feel hungrier than others. There are some weeks and the holidays was challenging to work through, but I think the best thing that I've found through you and your support is really like the ability to restart successfully, that like having a bad day, you know, and making choices that you can allow yourself to make and then forgive yourself and start over. I think that I have been able to say to myself, like, this was a rough day. I enjoyed it. Or maybe like the experience that I was having was different than just my average day where I could make choices that are all on program. But that's okay. That it doesn't always mean there's going to be a change in the scale, you know, up or down.
Right.
That I have to learn to enjoy the choices that I'm making. And if I have a rough go, that's okay.
Yeah,
and I have you and I can report to it, you know, and I think your feedback and support really helps. I can't imagine it not helping anyone that's trying to start your program.
That's awesome. Thank you. So I know the two things. One, the food has really helped you. And I love that you're able, like, you know, you do the food really well. You've learned how to eat it, and you've learned how to like enjoy it and spread it out. Like, you don't sit and eat like a full meal, but you eat what you need, and you've really learned to listen to your body like that. And I think that's really important. And I find I get a lot of feedback from clients who listen to the podcast that they tend to like just eat what's in front of them. And like, I know for you, especially, like, I even see, because when you send me the food, you'll have like three rainbow bowls, but you'll only eat one because you only need one. Or you'll eat two and you'll separate it, but you eat it when you need it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I have definitely been like a more of like a picker my whole life. Like, I've always been like tasting, and like, I've always been able to kind of eat in modification or make choices. But I just got to a point in my life, like over 40, where it was just starting to affect just how I looked and felt. And I think the products that you have are amazing. And I think that it's allowed me, again, to have so much flexibility and food that tastes good. Because what you always say, you know, is that if you're eating less, you have to really enjoy what you're eating. And I think I really do love the food on the program. And then when I go out, like being able to have your support and really enjoy the food that I have, you know, I start my day and I graze, like I take it, I'll take some water, I'll have some coffee. And then, you know, like if we go out and I have a meal, I'll sometimes come home and know that I have like a dessert that I can enjoy myself, because I like to have like a little bit of something sweet at, you know, at the end of the night. And I think, you know, I love, what I really love is that I don't have to count calories and I don't necessarily have to look at all ingredients. Like if I follow the program, I know I'm making good choices. And I've seen the results of that.
Right. Which is amazing. Yeah. What would you say your favorite thing is here?
I have to just pick. I mean, those rainbow protein balls are like my jam. The truffle balls I've tried this week are amazing. But I mean, all the food is good. I feel like I love the pastas. I love the cheese quesadillas. I love them, obviously, those muffins in the morning. But I've obviously gotten, I have a little bit of variety with like my morning meal too, like the protein PB&J bar.
Yeah. I'm actually hooked on them right now.
The scones.
Right.
I love like being able to spread it out. Some stuff is crunchy, some stuff is softer. I
was thinking about you the other day when do you remember when you had COVID and you used to make them bring it to your door?
Oh my God. I was like, I just had everybody like heat it up and leave it right at the basement door. And I would like come up and take my food and go. And I needed that delivery because I didn't want to, you know, rely on anybody else to kind of make the food. It was really like, it gets me through.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. Like I was telling, you know I keep a bunch of like snacks in the car for like when I'm on the go, and I'm like, so you smart. Know, I teach all day and then I drive all afternoon, most of the afternoon. So I keep like some snacks. And I think I've also learned to plan better than I ever did. And I think planning like is really key to my success.
Right.
You know, the program, being able to plan. Yeah. You know, what you're eating and plan for the times where you think you're going to be off program, and then really make the most of the days where you can stay on tag.
And you've done, like, even when you've had your hockey weekends, you've done great, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and I've also learned to like say no, and to know that that's okay. Not only with the program, but you know, we talk about it every week, like in life too. I think
I was going to say that to you. I was going to ask you. So one thing which I love about your story, and I find that so many clients are going to enjoy it and really learn from it and be inspired from it, is the weight loss didn't really, the big part of it, of course, is that you look amazing. And we love that. We always say, like, you know, everything is great in life when you're there. but it changed so many other areas of your life. And that's what I want to touch on, because that I feel is so important. And I feel like so many people will relate to that.
Yeah, I think I just, I think I was often looking, I'm like a huge people pleaser. And I think a lot of me was looking outside to make me happy, to make me feel better. And I think what I really learned through your program and through the working hard and seeing the benefits of that is to really, that it's okay to say no. And not, you know, we always talk about less is more, and that to really prioritize yourself and your family and what means the most to you. And it's been a struggle, for me, but I wouldn't change it for anything. I think I've learned so much just about, you know, how to approach friendships and relationships and work, you know, and life just through you and this whole process, really.
Right.
You know,
right.
I would never, I couldn't see myself giving it up.
I love that. I do think it's so important when you lose weight. Of course, we love that. And we always say that's so great. But really what it does, it gives you the confidence of not only what you're capable of, but when you feel your best, how you look at other things differently. And we've spoken about boundaries and we've spoken about prioritizing. And obviously I'm a big family person. So I always say, like, that's your core. And that's where you should always prioritize and build off of that and everything positive in your life. But can you really do that when you're not feeling your best?
Right.
That's really what this is about, is when you get to that point of feeling your best, all of a sudden you can put things in order.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I've always heard, like, if you're not happy with yourself or you're not doing the work from within, like, you really can't, not that you can't be happy with anything else, but it really does change you. And I don't think I really understood that until going through this process with you, that you have to be happy with who you are. And I think the weight loss and the work that I put in to do that and making a commitment to the program really helped me make, you know, what I really hope will be some positive changes in my life too.
I love that. And you are making amazing positive changes already. You know, we've seen that, which is unbelievable. So I'm so happy about that. I did want to touch on one more thing. What I was going to say is, I think is really important, is that you did lose the weight fast. And of course we had the bar mitzvah. So
yeah,
for that, but you kept it off. You actually even got thinner after it. And I think what we have said is it's really because you just needed structure and control.
Yeah.
You kind of knew and you kind of had all the fundamentals of what you needed to do, but you really just, I think once you had that structure and that control, it came right off.
And support. I think being held accountable, you know, learning first, having your support to be accountable through it. And I think when you write anything down, you're going to be more successful. So
right.
Just, you know, texting you and then having that support if you need to be flexible, you know, and having sometimes you say, like, stop, you know, like, you're being hard on yourself, stop.
Right.
Or, like, you know, tomorrow's a new day. But it really just worked for me. And because I'm really enjoying what I'm eating and I feel full, I'm able to say to myself, like, do I really want the French fry in the car? Like, is it worth it? Do I really like want to, you know, eat the icing? You know, and there are temptations, but I'm able to kind of, because I enjoy the process, I'm able to kind of think, you know, like we've heard before in the podcast too, do you really need it or do you want it? And what sacrifices can you make in order to be able to enjoy the time you're enjoying? I just think I just was thinking to myself, I can still do what I could do in my 20s, you know, and your body changes,
right?
And, you know, your life changes. And I think the structure of it, and like I had mentioned before, the flexibility of the choices that you can make within that structure really worked. And, you know, the times we saw the scale going up a couple of times, like we made some changes, and it just really works. You know, it's a little, like, off topic, but going back to, like, weekends away, that it's okay that I don't need to sit, you know, if everyone's kind of enjoying, I can make the choices. And if someone were to tell me, you know, why aren't you doing this? Why, I can say, like, I'm good with it, you know, or I can just say, I'm good, you know, and I can stay on program, even if I'm not at home doing my normal
everything, which I love. Yeah, which is really important. And I do want to point out, because I think this is so important, because we keep, this is like being a recurring thing in my podcast, you don't exercise either.
Listen, I've tried and I'm still working towards it. Like, two things. I'm really trying to drink more water and at least get out and walk, because I think it's just important for your overall, you know, health and well-being and mindset.
Absolutely.
But I really did this all from food. I just, this was my commitment, and you and the help and support that we get from you and just from eating. It really was no little to no exercise.
That's amazing. You're so inspiring. I'm so excited to share this. I can't wait for everyone to see your before and after. I mean, I know how you've changed from the inside out, which I love. And it was such a gift to me to be able to see that. But when everyone sees you before and after, it's amazing. So I'm really excited for that too. Okay, honey. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your story. Of course, always.
And I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week. Thank you, Dara. Thank you for sharing your amazing journey with us. You are so inspiring. You showed us that the weight loss, of course, is so important on the outside, but how important it is on the inside, because it can change your life with the confidence, the motivation, the inspiration that you get from feeling your best. I'm wishing everyone a happy, healthy week full of love and hugs from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.